This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Theresa May's horrible, no good, very bad prime ministership continued on course today. A slightly polished but mostly unchanged version of the Brexit withdrawal deal she negotiated with the European Union got torpedoed in Parliament this afternoon. 242 yeas, 391 nays, which means more votes in Westminster the next couple of days about whether to just up and leave without a deal or whether to try to just put the whole thing off for a while. Thing is, needless to say, there is some anxiety going on over there, seeing as how Brexit is supposed to happen 2 weeks from this coming Friday. And it's not just worries over tariffs that would go up between Britain and continental Europe. Some businesses are also eyeing a government plan, if there is that no-deal Brexit, to cut most UK import tariffs to zero. From Stoke-on-Trent, the heart of Britain's once mighty ceramics industry, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This vintage canal barge is an exhibit in a Stoke museum celebrating this city's rich industrial heritage. Barges like this once brought clay into the potteries here and then ferried the finished product, fine tableware, out to the world. Brands like Wedgwood, Spode and Royal Doulton.
Stoke were famed for turning dirt into art and then exporting it to the four corners of the globe.
Heritage champion and former owner of a small ceramics firm, Councillor Dan Jellyman.
There's products that were made here which are in Washington, D.C., in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in South Africa, in every part of the world there's a bit of Stoke-on-Trent.
The British ceramics industry is long past its heyday. It has, though, in recent years staged a revival. Nationally, it's been growing at 9% a year. Today, it employs 22,000 people. But that recovery is now at risk thanks to Brexit, as Alan Smith, boss of local firm Dunoon Ceramics, told Channel 4.
I do fear for the ceramic industry. I do fear for it. We've got people, as I say, that have been working here for a long time with us. They develop skills, and once these skills have gone, we've lost control. A whole industry could be decimated.
If there's a no-deal Brexit, his company, which makes decorative mugs, will for the first time face tariffs on exports to continental Europe and to other countries that currently have a free trade deal with the EU.
People who I think voted to leave the European Union, I'm sure they didn't want to see the decline of a whole industry. And it seems quite unfair now that the rug's been pulled from under us.
It's not just the hurdle of increased export tariffs that the ceramics industry fears. It's also the British government plan, in the event of a no-deal Brexit, to slash most import tariffs to 0%. The idea, to give a boost to consumers and to companies importing raw materials and components. But Laura Cohen of the British Ceramics Confederation says it would be disastrous for her industry.
At present, for example, an Indian or Brazilian dinner plate would have a 12% tariff coming into Britain. Under government plans, it would be reduced to zero. We'd be flooded by imports.
And that competitive threat in the home market would come on top of the headwind of increased tariffs on UK exports.
It really is a double whammy.
It's ironic, therefore, that a majority of voters in Stoke-on-Trent voted for Brexit, and that includes heritage champion Councillor Dan Jellyman.
I voted to leave.
No regrets?
No, none at all. I still believe it's the right thing to do. The ceramics industry was not built on just exports to Europe. It was built on exports to the entire globe, and that's where we need to be aiming at.
He says after Brexit, Britain should be able to strike its own free trade deals with countries like, for example, the United States, where British tableware currently faces a 28% tariff. Jellyman wants to see this industry regain more of its former exporting glory.
I can't see, you know, Brexit harming that. I can only see Brexit enhancing that, really, as we go forward.
But Laura Cohen of the British Ceramics Confederation says 0% import tariffs would be counterproductive.
It weakens our hand making trade deals with other countries, because if we give away access for free, why would anyone need to do a trade deal with us?
Since Parliament is expected to block a no-deal Brexit in tomorrow's vote, the import tariff cut seems unlikely. But British manufacturers, and not just ceramics companies, are still clamouring for the government to rule them out. In Stoke-on-Trent, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.